Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect, we're joined by Patrick Dunphy, Climate Action and Sustainability Advisor with Chagas. Patrick, welcome along.
Hi, Edna. Thanks very much for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Really interested to see your initiative for climate action with regards to the agri sector.
Yeah, so the Signpost Programme. So I suppose the aim of the Signpost Programme is to help agriculture to reach their emissions targets, that 25% reduction in emissions by 2030. So that's the overall aim of the Signpost Programme. I suppose it's also important to mention, Joe, we're trying to improve biodiversity on farms and trying to improve water quality as well. So we're working with farmers trying to improve these areas. So that's the overall aim of the Signpost Programme.
Okay, so tell me then a little bit about the specifics of the programme, how it works.
Yeah, so I suppose there's three elements of the Signpost Programme. There's the advisory element, which I'm involved in myself, the research element, and then there's a digital hub for farmers as well, where they can get information on climate action. So the research element, they're looking at areas that farmers can, technologies that farmers can implement on their own farms to try and help meet this reduction in emissions. We have a number of signpost farms then throughout the country, and these farms then are implementing these technologies on their own farms. Farmers go out and see these signpost farms. We visit them as well with farmers, so farmers can see how these technologies work and they can see how they can implement them on their own farms then.
Patrick, what kind of technologies are you talking about?
Well, I suppose the big one really, there's no real silver bullet in terms of this. It's a number of steps we implement, but one of the big ones there is protected urea. So changing over from the use of can or standard urea to protected urea. So there's a big reduction in emissions there, but there's also financial benefit for the farmer as well, as it works out per unit of nitrogen. It's a much cheaper product.
And from your work then in an advisory capacity, how on board are the farming community in Kilkenny and Carlow with these kind of projects?
Okay, well, I suppose my role at the moment is I'm visiting farmers, so I'm going out to discussion groups to farmers, and I do a workshop with the farmers during them discussion groups. So we do a little bit of background as to regulations and how we've got to where we are. We talk then about what technologies the farmers can implement on their farms to help reduce emissions. And we talk through that. At the end of the workshop then, I sign the farmers up to the programme, and that helps me then develop a plan for the farmer using a thing called AgNav. So the AgNav is a system we have. We've created in Chagas, so it's a collaboration between Chagas, ICBF and Borbia, and it allows us to see where the farmer's current level emissions are at. I do a plan for the farmer then, and then trying to and reduce their emissions further. So they know exactly their number. They know their number, and then they can have a plan then built around that and how to reduce the emissions even further. So far, it's been very positive. Farmers are eager to do their bit. They understand that they have a major part to play in this. And I suppose they're happy as well to see that there is a program in place there to help them meet these reductions in emissions. There's a lot of negativity out there about agriculture at the moment. So this is a positive, a big positive there for farmers.
I was just going to say that oftentimes, when you talk about farmers recognising that they have a major part to play, often the farming community are particularly targeted, I think, when it comes to negative talk around, I suppose, climate damage or who's at fault for climate damage. So it must be great for the farming community to have new initiatives like this come on board that, enables them to upskill maybe in different areas.
Exactly, yeah. Look, the 25% reduction is a big target to meet, but I suppose we're just trying to get the message across that we're here to help farmers meet that reduction, and that there is help in place and there's a plan in place to help them meet that reduction as well.
So you talked about advice and research. What about the digital hub?
Yes, the digital hub is just a platform there with all this information in one place that farmers can access easily. So if they're looking for any additional information online, they can find it there. It's also accessible to other groups as well, teachers in secondary schools teaching ag science, stuff like that. Just really to show that there's plenty of information there for people if they want to find it.
And is that information available for people who may have difficulties with literacy?
Yeah, I suppose, look, there's a lot of videos as well. We've sent a lot of videos, and I suppose really how we're getting this message across at the moment is out visiting farms and visiting discussion groups with farmers. So we try and spread the message that way as well. Discussion groups are a great way of Chagas spreading information, throughout to farmers. Farmers learn by doing, and they see other farmers implementing it, these technologies in their farms, and gives them the confidence then to go and implement that technology on their own farm.
Sounds like a really great initiative. How long is this a pilot project that's rolling out?
No, it's not a pilot program. It's been rolled out throughout the country. So there's 21 advisors like myself throughout the country. So there's anyone now in every county. We're working with farmers and we're trying to get as many farmers signed up as possible. So the aim is to have 50,000 farmers signed up by 2030. Up to this climate action program. So it's a big ask, but we're well on our way to getting it done. I suppose it's important to mention as well, it's a free service. You don't need to be Teagasc client to sign up to this service. So you can register online or you can contact the local Teagasc office in Kilkenny and I can get back to any farmers then who are interested in signing up to the program.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Naman with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.